the French fleet, and we have been given notices to leave this country within so many days. The Imam said, all right, come to me after 3 days, and I will try my best to persuade the king to withdraw these orders, and I do hope that I'll succeed. But come to me after 3 days. He said, all right. In the morning prayer, the Al-Fatiha and certain parts of the Holy Quran are recited aloud, and the king had to join the prayer. So when the Imam said Allahu Akbar, and all said Allahu Akbar, then he started Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Muslimin, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the Muslims. When the Imam makes mistake, it is the duty of the members of the congregation to correct it. He was corrected by the king. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. Again the Imam said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Muslimin, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the Muslims. Again the king corrected him. He said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When the Imam did not take notice of the correction, the king broke the prayer. And he asked the Imam, what happened to you? You have seen the Quran. Quran cannot be seen. What happened to you? Are you mad? The Imam said, Your Majesty, as long as the Muslims and the non-Muslims and the Jews and the other people living in this country peacefully, I used to pray, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. But when a certain community has been given notices to leave this country, it means God is only God of Muslims. And therefore I have to change the prayer, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Muslimin. This was a great lesson to the king, and he cancelled the orders. So our prayer, our kalma tayyaba and our Bismillah Rahman Rahim, although these are simple sentences, they are a great lesson to us. They are a great lesson to us. I am thankful to you for your patient hearing. The Honorable Walid Muhammad has to deliver you a special message. I am also anxious to hear your speech. While I was in Mecca and Medina, visiting the holy places and performing the Tawaf, Umrah, in my prayers, while standing or sitting, or even lying down or prostrating, I have prayed for two persons, the Honorable Walid Muhammad and his brother Hazrat Muhammad and the Nation of Islam in general. This information to the Honorable Walid Muhammad, he said, yes, your prayers have been heard and responded.
Understanding of the religion of the of love, and most importantly, a greater understanding about the one God, Almighty God, Allah. Certainly, we think that sometimes when people hear us refer to Allah, they don't understand exactly what we are saying. Well, as we found out today, that we didn't understand completely what we were saying ourselves. But Allah continues to bless us with increased understanding. So the very few minutes, brothers and sisters, the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad will be coming before us. We know that, of course, that on the regular four Sundays throughout the United States, brothers and sisters gather in the mosque, interior, and location to hear the teaching of the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad. And right now, today, in many, many locations around the United States, there are packed houses waiting and participating in this religious service as you are here in Chicago. I was speaking to Reverend Jim Jones a few minutes ago, and he was telling me that members of People's Temple Community Church are also at the mosque in Detroit, Michigan today in very large numbers, and during the time that the meeting has been going on, he's been calling his other temples around the country to tell them to get over to Muhammad's mosque. All places. That there is something going on in America today. There's something being taught in America today. There's something that is good, not always necessarily for the heart. Because we don't talk necessarily to the heart. It doesn't always make your stomach feel that good because we are not that dedicated to the stomach. We're not interested in making you want to, your toes tingle and feel so good when you leave Muhammad's mosque.
I'm sorry, we can't let you in here.
that it was not happening anywhere else, so he wanted to come in. But he also understood why it was that he was not permitted in at that time. But he didn't go far away. He continued to work in the field of truth. And now today that the doors are open beyond physical barriers, and now the only barriers we have in Muhammad's mosque are mental barriers. We keep out evil. We keep out ignorance. We keep out selfishness. We keep out the white Caucasian mind. Because we know that the diabolical force is not in the color of the skin, but in the color of the mind. So we have a brother who is a brother in truth with us today. We have a brother who is a brother in standing up for righteousness and doing good for humanity today. A brother who was with us in Los Angeles, California, at the California Spiritual Jubilee. Our brother, our friend, our companion in righteousness, the Reverend Jim Jones. Let's welcome him.
Because
facilities for our Chicago temple would not have held our meeting we had last evening and having again tonight. Would you open your store that we might be able to accommodate? And I guess we had between 1,200 and 1,500 people there. The interesting thing about it was that there was not one white guest. Not one white guest. And I had asked to take a note that our last week's television service had been projecting a woman who had been white, who was white. We say been white because when you come into the way of truth, you must be crucified, you must be niggerified. And that's a good word. Niggerized means that you recognize you've been cheated. For 300 years, as Martin Luther King said, we have made this country great. For 300 years, we have made it prosperity. And we're certainly proud of the fact that we know we have been cheated and we want our rights today. Temple has become a force for unity, bring about social change, eliminate crime. I'm thinking in San Francisco, in the area, we're close, very close. Our largest headquarters temple is next to your mosque, and we see now almost an elimination of the pusher because of the cooperation that's come. And we see no longer those in uniform calling themselves police coming in and beating up on the heads of people in our ghetto. That's what comes. In unity there is strength, but a house divided against itself cannot stand. So whatever the consequences, and the consequences of the Jubilee I'm sure were great on you and they were great on ours. One of our facilities, one of our large facilities, a community center with an indoor swimming pool, was attempted to be burned down. They shot into our facilities in our senior citizen home. People do not like people to come together. I want to put it this day that nothing shall divide the people's temple from Islam. We are one. Johnson Publications in January printed that they have ethnic weapons. Dr. Richard Hammersgott, a white scientist, revealed that there are some 60,000 ethnic weapons stockpiled. By that I mean they know our biochemistry to such a degree that they're able to put water, put chemicals in the water supply that will kill all elements that they do not want. Black, brown, and four white. Just recently a large periodical spoke of a cleometric theory, efficiency in numbers, which we will have, if this system is able to survive, it will have to have 40% of its population in some form of servitude or slavery. That means that that will not only be black because we only represent some 20 million. 40% of the population would be near 80 million. So a great deal of white America must recognize that a common oppressor faces us all. And we who have been oppressed must unite in peace and nonviolence and get in the democratic process and bring about change now. Because if we don't, if Senate Bill 1 and other threatening things such as Garden Plot, Operation Garden Plot, Cable Splicer, and I could go on of plans that are being funded by the federal government and state governments, we already know what the enemy can do. We saw for the last 40 years, from 1933 to 1973, 700 of our black brothers were experimented on like guinea pigs, like rats in a laboratory, were allowed to have syphilis and were denied penicillin while the people in the health department watched them die like dogs. We know quite capably what the system is capable of. We look at our brothers in the Union of South Africa and they're dying by the hundreds. And I want to tell you the same corporate interests, the same Zionist elements are there that are in this country. If we will kill our brothers, and in the Union of South Africa this very day, 5.5 million this year were sent out to the Bantu province to die, half of them of starvation. Here's the graveyard, I've seen them. Here's a graveyard longer than this mosque by twice, and they will be filled before 1 minute passes. Not of some kind of disease, but starvation. I tell you, it's a system such as Dr. Kissinger, and now the FBI has revealed that it was involved in Dr. King's setup for his assassination, and no doubt it will be revealed, as Carl Rowan said, they were involved in the assassination of Malcolm, and they were involved, we see this week, the FBI held back information, and the CIA in the death of President Kennedy and Senator Kennedy, and Dr. Kissinger admitted we were involved in the murder of Dr. Allende in Chile, and we have murdered, and Christians are now murdering in Lebanon, Christians are now murdering in Africa, with the Christian Party rules the Union of South Africa with an iron hand, and let me tell you, if these Christians, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, if they will do it in Africa, how much more will they do it to